This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Question in sports talk history. Do you believe, and this time it's do you believe, Golden State Warriors edition, as we do this game every single time after a Golden State Warriors win or loss. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors? And we're going to, you know, might get different answers today, Joe Shasky.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
My answer might depend on how healthy Stephen Curry is. Because, yeah, I believe in this team to go on a deep playoff run. But not without a healthy Stephen Curry. I'll tell you that right now.
Don't leave your hand over the fire too hard.
And you know what?
I mean, well, I don't like their chances if Steph's hurt. Really?
Well, I say that. Say this, because this is a crucial six-game stretch coming up.
Sure.
Not exactly world beaters early on in it. The first four games, as we were alluding to for most of it. Hawks, Heat, Pelicans, Spurs. And then you get Grizzlies, Lakers, who are going to be two Western Conference contenders. Okay. I'm concerned about the offense, and I know they've played well. And I gave the stat. They're plus 60 when Stephen Curry is off the floor. In the Jimmy Butler era, they're plus 60. They were like a minus 90 before Jimmy Butler with Stephen Curry off the floor at the Golden State Warriors. So, yes, I have faith in Jimmy Butler, but I still am concerned about the offensive stagnation without one Stephen Curry. I am.
Of course.
I am.
And but they're going to have to evolve playing times, rotations, how they play. So, like, this is why Quentin Post, Buddy Hield, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, all the others need to step up their game.
Now, I guess I ask that, and I say all that to say, can they survive without Steph if he is out for these six games? Like, this is a huge stretch. Do we tell Steph, you know, hey, we got to protect you from yourself? Maybe we protect Steph and say, you know what? Steve Kerr held you out of the game against the Milwaukee, said you were mentally exhausted. I know you wanted to play, but Steve Kerr said, no. Do we protect Steph from himself for at least a couple games on this road trip or for the entirety of it, Joe Shasky? You said there was a silver lining potentially with him not playing. Do you just flat out say, you know what, Steph, maybe you could play in a couple of these games, but we're going to protect you and say, no, we'll see you back at Chase Center Friday, April 4th here in a couple weeks. Do you even contemplate doing that at this point? Is that too rich for your blood?
Everything's on the table, right? Like, it's all about, like, as long as the season's not over for him, right, then it is about, like, the long journey. And a game here, a game there, I trust the team the way they're playing right now with Jimmy Butler. I would not have said this before him. They can win a couple games without him. I don't think it's as dire as everyone thinks it is. I think they became a little too Steph reliant, and I think we need to see more of the others and a little more balance. And I want to see more on Kuminga's plate. This is what Kuminga wants. This is what a lot of us want to see. And I think these guys have earned their opportunities, and Quentin Post deserves to play more. And look, Buddy Hield's going to drive us nuts multiple times on this road trip. No question. Moses Moody needs opportunities. I think they've got enough firepower, and I think they've got guys that are ready to step up. I really do. I truly do. And of course, the ultimate goal of winning a championship is completely unattainable without Steph Curry. But in the interim, I still think they can keep this thing humming. I really do. It'll look different. They're going to have to change their style. They're going to have to be a grinded out on the defensive end, and you're going to need to be able to hit timely shots from the outside with all of these guys who are extremely streaky. Moody, Buddy Hield, Pods.
Yeah.
Pods. I think Pods is vitally important with Steph Curry out. And then I think Quentin Post stretching the floor. Look, call me a homer. Fine. That's fine. I really believe in the core of this team and the youngsters more so than I think the average fan does. I really do.
I'm skeptical, but I'm choosing to believe in one guy and one guy only right now, because why can't you? Why shouldn't you? It's Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy's just been absolutely, again, to use Draymond's phrase, absolutely incredible. 888-957-9570. Start lining him up. Do you believe in this Golden State Warriors team? We're going to be playing that here. I want to hear from the people. Do you believe in this team as currently constructed right now? Do you believe him still if they're missing Steph for a few games here for the entirety of this upcoming road trip? 888-957-9570.
Did you think it was an egregious play by the Raptors?
No. I just thought that was basketball. There was hard foul. It should have been a foul. They didn't call it, but it was that's basketball.
That's kind of how I felt.
That happens. And Draymond Green is actually asked by our guy Anthony Slater after the game on how scary of a moment that was to see Steph fall like that.
How scary is that moment when he goes down like that?
Very. He hit that ground hard. You can hear it. It's crazy. Obviously, a very scary moment for us, for him. Hopefully he's good.
That's an arena with thousands and thousands of people in there, and I get it. There's mics on the floor everywhere, but you heard that thud on the television broadcast on NBC Sports, and you heard it on the court. Everyone could hear it, and you could hear a pin drop right after that, too. There was a lot of gas. There was a lot of, oh, my God. Like, that's the scary nature of this game. Like, one play like that, all the goodwill you built up the last couple months doesn't matter if there's no Stephen Curry.
Sure.
That was scary moment, and him holding his back and just staying on the floor for that long. You hold your breath with those situations, man.
But if there's any guy that you give the benefit of the doubt to, it'd be the guy that dragged a less than stellar Miami Heat lineup all the way to the finals twice.
Sure. In the East, we'll say that. Wasn't in the West.
We're not asking him to drag us to the Western Conference Finals. We're asking him to
you know, win a 5-game road trip or come out on the good side of a 5-6-game road trip.
If we all think that Steph's going to just be out for this road trip. Again, we don't know the severity of the injury today. Sure. He was playing a lot of adrenaline yesterday, obviously. He told Steve Kerr after the game that Steph told him he was good to go back in. Steve said, no, I'm going to protect you from yourself. So we'll see after all that adrenaline wears off today where he is feeling physically. And again, do you want to risk putting him on a plane ride? Again, it's cushy plane rides. It's different. They're not taking Southwest. By the way, you have to pay for your own bags, I guess, going forward with Southwest. But again, we're not going to get into that. But again, it's not like traveling is from like the 1970s and 60s. But again, you have to sit on your back. You don't want your back to get stiff. There's a lot baked into it. Your tailbone, the pelvic contusion. So we'll see. But again, it's going to be tough sledding, I think, offensively, at the very least, going forward here. And can you lean on a couple of these young guys to pick up the slack here? Quentin Post, who did it yesterday, right? Can I get Buddy Buckets to have some big Buddy Buckets games going forward here? I'm going to lean on him. Jonathan Kuminga now. This is a good opportunity for him, as you're alluding to, Joe Shasky, to kind of be that number two scorer now if Steph is going to be out, second to Jimmy Butler. And Draymond Green, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. Be offensive. I mean, 14 threes is a little much for me, but hell, if Steph's out, keep shooting him, bro. Just keep going. I want the confidence to be there from Draymond, and that's what we were missing the last couple months prior to Jimmy Butler.
If you look at his last 5 games, right, he had the 28 against the Knicks. He hasn't been as efficient. He hit kind of a wall. He was awesome once they first got Jimmy Butler and things opened up, but I think he was drained. I think he has been, whether mentally, physically, whatever you want to call it, the back, you know, he hasn't looked as efficient and as good. And I felt like they were almost over acquiescing to try to get him the rock in certain spots on the floor at the expense of the others getting more balance in the half court. And I get like that's how they played almost the last couple of years, like exclusively. But I didn't think they were playing great basketball with Steph on the floor at the last 5 games. I'm saying just in general. Fair. Right. I think that a more balanced approach for the time being is going to really help this team, because it's about the team. This can't always be about, you know, it's Steph balls, we win. No, that's actually not the case. You need to have 8-man rotation where guys are humming, and you need to play team defense, and you need to have balanced scoring on the offense. Otherwise, teams are going to double and triple team, and they're going to bleed this team to death. When Draymond Green is hitting threes at the top of the key, that's a great thing.
Yeah,
that opens the floor up for the lobs and all the other things. When Jimmy Butler is getting a triple-double, all right, that's a great thing. That means not only is he getting his shots, not only is he getting to his spots on the floor, he's setting up for others, and we're getting rebounds, okay? When I see Pods have the floor game that he had yesterday, that's really encouraging. We need that from him. Jonathan Kuminga, in that second quarter, showed flashes of what he could be. I think Jonathan needs more of a runway. This is a good opportunity while Steph's out, for however long he's out, for Jonathan to kind of stabilize himself here. I think this can be really good. And Quinn Post needs to continue to play. And then all the other guys, the GP2s, the Buddy Hields, and the Geese, and Kevon Looney to a lesser degree, and Moody, sure, they're all going to get their opportunities. I'm not sleeping on the core of this team. I think they're hungry.
I'm not sleeping on them either, but again, there's going to be some games here in this road trip potentially without Stephen Curry that you're going to be looking at. It's like, oh God, the offense is going to be stagnant, and you might have a loss here or there, or it's to a Hawks team maybe tomorrow, or it's to a New Orleans Pelicans team, right? If Zion goes off and he has a big game, right? He can't match that firepower. Like, it could happen. Again, you should win these games still. I'm saying that without Steph. Like, these aren't great teams you are playing, but I'm very curious to see how this offense could hold up without Steph for a long period of time. For a game or two, sure. But for 3, 4, 5, 6, there's concern, because you know what? You're still only, if you look at the conference right now, Joe Shasky, in the loss column, you're only a game up with the Clippers. You could still be a playing team after the end of this road trip. And that is concerning to me. Concerning. I know you sound very confident right now, but like, that's a reality here potentially without Stephen Curry. If he is to miss some time, like, you're flirting with danger here. The Clippers are one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won 4 in a row.
Sure. No one is dismissing them. They also are clearly tight walking the whole Kawhi thing, because Kawhi at any moment could go down.
Sure.
I think the collective of this team has it in them. And I also think that without Steph Curry in years past, it was like, what are we getting from Draymond? Is he going to get kicked out in the first 3 minutes, or is he just going to look kind of lackluster? Now I know, like, Draymond is pot committed, ready to roll, as focused as I've seen them on either end at any time. And then let's just call it what it is. Jimmy Butler is better than what they've had the last couple of years, whether you want to say it was Clay or Wiggins, whoever your number two scorer was. Jimmy is a better facilitator than both of those guys right now, given their current form.
You know, it's fair to say, I think Joe Shasky believes in this team. He believes
I believe that much
team.
In Jimmy Butler.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.